Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving unto your holy and to your righteous name. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We ask that you would forgive us, and we thank you for cleansing us, Father God, and your faithfulness to do so. We embrace the gifts of a brand new morning, Father God, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father, we come in a spirit of willingness and a spirit of obedience, Father God, and thanking you for helping us every step of the way, Father. Father, as we come to pronounce your name and to magnify your glory on all the earth, Father God, we pray for your blessings upon our services on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable, and that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God, we don't want to be a hearer only, but we want to be a doer, Father. And so we honor you and we bless you and we magnify your name forever, forever, and forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day, Father, thanking you for it all the way, and now surrendering it back over to you that you will unfold it in anything that you want to do, Father, the will of God for the glory of God, because you are a very, very good God, and we love you, and we do appreciate you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, to you, and to you too. La-di-da-di, everybody. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Mentoring, kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. If this is your first time with us, we are very, very, very excited to have you with us. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. You are welcome here. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. As a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. The beauty is there is no time and distance in the spirit. So you may be on the other side of the world somewhere, but we're all in the same room. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. Having a seat at the same table. Amen. All serving the same God. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Amen. So it's a new day. It's a brand new day. Amen. And God did it. Amen. So we pray that everyone is looking up today. Amen. Because that's where our redemption comes from. Amen. We will look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Amen. Our help cometh from the Lord, not from anything else. Amen. Hallelujah. Our help, amen, doesn't come from a billion-dollar lottery. Amen. Hallelujah. Our help doesn't come from our Cheerios or our spinach. Hallelujah. The juices that we drink. Nah. The vitamins that we take. Nah. The money in the bank. Nah. None of that. Our help cometh from the Lord. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. He didn't say the blessing of nothing else. Nothing else. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. For who he is. Amen. And all that he does. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. We want to look this morning, amen, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 15. Amen. We want to read a couple of verses in your hearing, starting in verse number 22. Amen. In Jesus' name. And it reads as thus. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord. And the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. Ooh, my God. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Ooh, my God. What a word. What a word. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. We're coming to you with a subject on this morning. Amen. Don't let no one make you do what you don't want to do. Don't let no one make you do what you do not want to do. So yesterday, beloved, amen, as we was looking at the word, amen, glory be to God, and we saw, amen, that we and saw that this is really an extension of yesterday, because we see that the Lord tells us that if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land, okay? We're going to be in good shape, okay, all the way around with the Lord, amen, when we are willing and we are obedient. Now, we already explored the fact that some people are willing, ready to go, amen, hallelujah, but they're not obedient. Some people are obedient, but they're not willing, which means they're just, you know, doing it because it's required of them, expected of them, but their heart is not in it. See, so they're really being hypocritical. They're not real. Glory be to God. And so we already looked at that yesterday. Amen. It was, if you missed it, amen, you can go back into our archives and pull it up. Now, based on our teaching on yesterday, Saul falls right into that category. And so he is an excellent example to us of what we should not be doing. Because Saul, King Saul, Israel's first king, because the people wanted a king and God gave them what they wanted. It was not God's idea. It was their idea, but God already knew what they was going to do before they did it. Okay. Saul was willing. He was willing. Oh, the boy was willing. The Lord said, all right, I want you to go. He gave him instructions. Glory be to God. In the beginning of chapter 15, he said, go wipe out Agag, wipe out the Amalekites, take the men, take the women, take the babies. You might say, well, what God? Well, baby, number one, let me tell you, the Bible is a bloody book. It is a bloody book, okay? Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Yeah. All right. So, amen. Why? Because take the children out. Why? Because children grow up to be adults. Take the women out because women, amen, give birth to the babies. Huh? And they are great influencers. And take the men out, amen, because the men was in charge and they was evil. They was evil. They were doing all type of wickedness. They was killing folks. Amen. They was merciless. And so they had to reap what they had sown. And not only that, amen, it was the descendants of Agag, glory be to God, that was influencing Haman. When Haman was coming against Queen Esther, when Haman was going to take all the Jews out, until God gave Queen Esther a strategy to fast for 3 days and three nights, Haman was a descendant of Agag. So we see here when God gives us an instruction, amen, he's looking out for our future. Not to take nothing away from us, not to bring us pain, not to throw us under the bus, amen, but God, amen, is trying to take care of us and be a good father if we allow him to. So we see here that Saul was willing because he showed up. Okay, he got his people, got his groups together, got his men together, amen, and they went to war, but he was not obedient. Cost him dearly. What did it cost him? It cost him everything. Woo! Are you willing to lose everything? That's what it cost Saul. So Saul had gone into rebellion, beloved, against God with his disobedience. And we found out that rebellion and arrogance are serious, glory be to God. They involve far more than being independent and strong-willed. Scripture equates rebellion and arrogance with witchcraft, divination, idolatry. Back in the Old Testament, beloved, these were sins worthy of death. Matter of fact, they're still worthy of death today. Spiritual death. Spiritual death is worse than physical death. Because each one of us is going to die physically. Huh? So that's, you know what I mean? It's just a matter of when, where, and how. But you know what I mean? It's inevitable. That physical death, spiritual death. See, you have a lot of people that's alive in the physical, but they're dead spiritually. And that's if you are not born again or if you are not walking in obedience. Dead speaketh unto the dead. Saul became rebellious and arrogant. So, beloved, it is little wonder that God finally rejected him, took away his kingdom. Rebellion against God is perhaps the most serious sin of all the other sins. Because as long as a person rebels, they close the door to forgiveness and restoration with God. And if you don't have forgiveness, you on the other side. You on hell's side if you don't have forgiveness. It's not that God doesn't want to give you forgiveness, amen, but you close the door and you reject it. But here, beloved, in our scripture today, we see that Saul's excuses had come to an end. And the time of reckoning had come. There is a time of reckoning. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There is seasons come and seasons go, beloved. Amen. And we're not, you know, people live like they're going to live forever. I mean, people really just don't think they're going to die. They don't think they're going to get caught. You know what I mean? They just forget. they don't even think about it. That's why people do stupid things. You know, they think they're smarter than other people. They think they're smarter than God. Well, Saul's excuses had come to an end. And, beloved, the Lord had rejected Saul. Glory be to God. Not as a person. See, not as a person. God will never reject us as a person because he still has, he could have sought forgiveness and restored his relationship with God. He could have. That's what King David did. That's what King David did. Well, hallelujah. When Nathan went to King David, amen, and we can find that in 2 Samuel chapter number 13, and I'm sorry, 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse number 13. Let's take a look at that this morning. Mm-hmm. And it says this, then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, the Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. See, why? Because you confessed. That's all Saul had to do. That's all we all have to do. That's all we had to do. But see, rebellion and arrogance will keep you stuck, you know what I mean, in a place of neglect, you know, self-denial, where you don't see your wrong as your wrong is being wrong. Matter of fact, you see your wrong as right. And you think for some reason, you know what I mean? Because you fall into this state of being delusional, you think that God sees your wrong as right. God does not see your wrong is right, and he never will. Glory be to God. God must judge sin, beloved, and this is why, amen, he has in his mercies. 1 John 1 and 8 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Saul could have sought forgiveness, but it was too late to get his kingdom back. I come to talk to somebody right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait. Oh, he cried. Oh, if I had just had a known, Yeah, well, if we all had a known, we wouldn't have, if we all would have known the consequences. You can't pick the Powerball numbers after the numbers come out, because I know y'all playing. I know y'all playing. $1.3 billion, I know you're playing. Saul, amen, beloved, disobeyed God through people. He let people talk him out of his blessing. He let people, the people, talk him, glory be to God, and convinced him and persuaded him to move in the wrong way, which not only did make him a weak leader and made him a weak person, glory be to God. But the truth of the matter is, beloved, why Saul had run out of excuses, because the people might have influenced it, but Saul did what Saul wanted to do. Because if it was in Saul's heart to obey God,
couldn't nobody in hell convince Saul not to do it. This is why Jesus said, amen, the enemy cometh, but he findeth nothing in me. Glory be to God. Write the scripture down. Look and write this down. St. John chapter number 14, verse number 30. And it reads like this. For the prince of this world, hereafter I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. This is Jesus talking. What is Jesus saying? Jesus said, the devil can't find nothing in me. See, beloved, it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin when we yield to temptation. So when Satan comes in through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, what Satan is doing is appealing to what's already in your heart. You could give me the cigarette factory, Camels, Newports. When I was smoking 40, 50 years ago, I used to smoke Newports. You can come, they say, all right, the owner of Newport want to give you the factory, Alfreda. Amen. You got the whole cigarette factory. It don't make a difference. I'm not smoking no Newports or no other cigarette. It's not in me. I don't want it. And this is what Jesus was saying. Satan came looking for something to exploit. He couldn't find nothing to work with. We have to get to a place in God where Satan can't find nothing to work with. And those doors are closed by the blood of Jesus when we yield to him in obedience. Huh? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, hallelujah, Samuel, Saul did what was in his heart to do. Saul was a people pleaser. Wait a minute, y'all. Let's go back to and I'm almost finished here. Let's go back to our opening scripture in 1 Samuel 15. Okay, I want to show you this scripture. You need to pay attention to this scripture right here. Mm-hmm. Verse number 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. For I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words. Pay attention to the words of your leaders. God gave you leaders for a reason. All right. Because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now check this out. He the king, doggone it. He didn't obey God's voice, but he gonna obey the people's voice. Number one, he was the king. That's embarrassing. You're supposed to be giving the orders. But before we throw Paul up under the bus, beloved, whose voice are you obeying? Well, I was talking to my children, and they thought, excuse me? Yeah, well, I was talking to my spouse, and that, what? I was talking to, some people in the church, what? Peter said this. He said, we'd rather obey God than man. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. What we talking about is in direct contradiction to the word of God. You already know what God told you to do, but you're trying to find excuses to wiggle your way out of it. You're trying to find excuses to do what's in your heart to do. Tell the truth and shame the devil. This was Saul's situation. Saul listened to the people. But really, amen, they found an opening in Saul's heart for Saul to do what Saul wanted to do. Beloved, hallelujah. Don't let no one make you do what you do not want to do. Talking about he feared the people. Why are you fearing the people? Proverbs 29 and 25 says this. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. If God be for you, why are you fearing people? Well, they threaten they going to do this. They threaten they going to throw me out of office. And they threaten they going to take this back. They threaten. So what? Why are you fearing what their threat? Isaiah 51 and 12 says this. I am the one who comforts you. So why are you afraid of mere humans who wither like the grass and disappear? Yet you have forgotten the Lord, your creator, the one who stretched out the sky like a canopy and laid the foundations of the earth. Will you remain in constant dread of human oppressors? Will you continue to fear the anger of your enemies? Where is their fury and anger now? It is gone. The Lord said, why are you afraid of folks? Why are you afraid of people that don't have no heaven or hell to put you in? Oh, they can kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. They can take something away from you, but God can give it back. And he gonna give you and give you back more than what was taken. Come on, somebody, give the Lord some praise up in the air. Beloved, we see here, glory be to God, hallelujah. Whoo, that Saul had run out of chances. God said, that's it. That's it. It's up. See? Because we treat God, because of God's grace and mercy, you know, God, well, let me repent. God, give me another chance. Let me repent. God, give me another chance. Saul had run out of chances. Beloved, there is this big talk, and you got to listen to what preachers are saying today, and they preach the grace of God, and God, thank you for the grace of God. Who thank God for his grace? Huh? And let me show you a scripture this morning. I want you to write this one down. I want you to meditate on this one today. Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians chapter number 2 and verse number 21. Amen. Glory be to God. And it says right here, beloved, amen, hallelujah, that we do not want to frustrate the grace of God. Ah. Ooh, you don't want to keep ruffling his feathers. You don't want to keep ruffling God's feathers. You can't play with God. Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Saul said Saul's time had come to an end. Had come to an end. Whew, what did God tell the guy that was building the barn? Amen. Glory be to God. He had all this increase and he just storing everything up like tomorrow was promised to him. The Lord said, thou fool, this night shall your soul be required of you. You can't be frustrating the grace of God. He had run out of chances. So this is what God says I'm going to do. Let's read it for yourself. First Samuel chapter number 13. First Samuel chapter number 13 and verse number 14. It says, but now your kingdom will not endure. This is the Lord taking the kingdom back from Saul. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler of his people because you have not kept the Lord's commands. Because you have not obeyed God. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, beloved. And when we keep reading, amen, it says a man that is better than you. Better how? Amen. Because, amen, a man that, amen, has a heart of obedience. God said, I'm taking this away from you and giving it to them. Saul lost out. And he lost everything. And God gave it to somebody else. Well, why are you going to give it to him? Because, you know me, he sinned too. Yeah, he sinned, but he repented. Yeah, he didn't know. He was disobedient too, but he repented in spirit and in truth. He was real about his repentance. But he did murder and adultery. I ain't never murdered and adultery. Yeah, but he repented. So that makes him better than you. Glory be to God. Why? Because God is telling us to rend our hearts and not our garments, beloved. God is looking, amen. God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. God sees the intents of our hearts. David was obedient. And he wanted to be. Saul was trying to be obedient at the end because he got caught. But he still didn't want to be. You see why you got to be willing and obedient? You see why you have to be willingly obedient? You see why you got to do this? Because it's in your heart to do it. Not trying to impress people like Saul was trying to do. How many people we trying to impress? How many people we trying to impress? Glory be to God. And so he was replaced with a person with an obedient heart. Saul had run out of chances. Beloved, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Your last chance might have been your last chance. Your last chance might have been your last chance. The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. Don't run out of chances. Just tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes, your go. Yes, you. Just tell him yes. And if it's not in your heart to tell him yes, ask him to help you to get into the right position with him spiritually. God, help me to help myself. Help me to do like I know you're calling me to do, like I know what is right to do. Help me to get this flesh out of the way, Father God. Help me to mortify the flesh. We're going to have to talk about that some this week. Glory be to God. So I'm not out of words, but I'm running out of time right here. Glory be to God. But wait a minute. Since you're writing scriptures, let me give you one more for this morning. Okay. Look at Romans chapter 8. Look at this, beloved. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall live. But if ye through the flesh, if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. If ye means if you, Alfreda, what's your name? Okay, thank you. All right, if you, okay, through the spirit, because that's how it's going to be done. Okay, without Christ, we can do nothing. Okay, if you through the spirit mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. You can't let your flesh have its way. All right, okay, got that scripture? Okay, let me give you another one. Look at Romans chapter number 6, verse number 11. As reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Reckon yourself to be dead. Because your flesh going to get you in trouble. You notice God didn't say, don't worry about it, I'm going to kill your flesh. No, the Lord didn't say he going to kill the flesh. He told you to kill the flesh. You know, in Galatians, it talks about the sins of the flesh. Huh? Y'all know that? Yeah, Galatians 6. Galatians 6, read it. We're not going there today, amen. Maybe we'll touch on it later on, amen. He said, you mortify your flesh. How do you mortify the flesh, amen, beloved? Number one, you got to want to. You can pray all you want. You can pray all you want. You can fast all you want. If it ain't in your heart and you don't want to do it, you just going through the motions. This is why God told Samuel, glory be to God, he says, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Beloved, we got to give God something to work with. That's why he said, whosoever will. He's not forcing Jesus on you. He's not forcing his word on you. He's not forcing his commands on you. It's, look, you can have this or you can have that. Either your ears or your ain't, your tears or your taint, what it's going to be. You can have the blessing. You can have it. God gave us free will. He ain't forcing you. You got to want this thing. And then after you, amen, start to create that hunger and thirst, amen, and God will help you, amen, through prayer, through fasting, amen, through, amen, your service, amen, your commitment. God will put everything together when you give him something to work with. But, beloved, we can't get stuck in our ways and thinking we right when we wrong. I already given you this scripture for those of you maybe that's new to this ministry. Amen. So a lot of times I do recap. Amen. For those who are new to the ministry. All right. And this is the last scripture I'm going to give you today. All right. This is it. Okay. Isaiah. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter number 5. And verse number 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Please don't wait until it's too late. I'm just going to wait until I get to my dying bed. But you don't know how you're going to die, number one. Got a phone call yesterday while I was talking with somebody. They got a phone call. Amen. Family member just dropped dead. We was talking last night to one of our sisters on the line. Amen. Our sister Brenda. Amen. Laughing and talking with her. Sister Shannon was our host. And it was, you know, giggly time. And 2 minutes later, she got a phone call, said crying. 2 minutes later. Wasn't even 2 minutes, I don't think. She said, y'all, I got to go. I just found out my sister died. You don't even know how you're going to go. Tell me you're going to wait to get things right. You got to be playing. Why are you playing with God like that? And really, you ain't playing God. You're playing yourself. Why? You know, I'm just going to wait, you know. I'm going to wait till my last breath. You don't even know if you're going to have, you don't even know how your last breath going out of you. Don't wait until it's too late, saints. Don't wait. Now, let me say this as I give a benediction. Maybe you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior. You're trying to figure out if it's real. You're trying to figure out if it's necessary. You know what I mean? You're trying to wait till you get old and, you know what I mean, on your deathbed. You know what I mean? You, while you're young, you're trying to do your thing and, you know, and think about the Lord later. Whatever. We all been there in one form or fashion. Thank God, amen, for his grace and mercy that got us out of that tough situation. See, thank God. Now, we are behooving you to make the same decision we had to make. And we plead with you to make Jesus your choice today, right now, not lunchtime, not dinner time, right now, today, right now, this moment. Glory be to God. That's your first step. That's your first step. Amen. How do you do that? Amen. Believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner. I come to you this morning confessing all of my sins. I ask that you would forgive me for breaking your heart, grieving your heart, and taking so long to get here. I thank you that you have spared my life, Father, for this moment. Now, in a simple faith, I open my heart, I open my mind, and I invite Jesus Christ to come in and be my Lord and Savior, to forgive me for all of my sins, to rule, to reign, to show me the way, lead me and guide me and the way I should go the balance of my days, Father, as I choose to follow you and be your disciple. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now help me to be willing and help me to be obedient. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to the family, welcome to the family, welcome to the family, welcome to the family of God. Amen. We bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Reach out to us here at LifewayJesusAmen.org. Let us know you gave your life to Christ so we can pray with you and pray for you. Amen. And send you out some materials to help you to grow into your great salvation. Amen. Your salvation is the first step. Amen. Of being a born-again experience. Amen. It's not the end. It's the beginning. Amen. Glory be to God. It's the beginning of a new life. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You don't stop there. Amen. You continue. Amen. That's your starting point to continue. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. All right, saints. Amen. There it is. There it is. There it is. Glory be to God. Let us learn from Saul. Let us learn what not to do. Stop listening to people. Amen. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hard when your family telling you one thing, but they wrong. But they wrong. But they it's hard. But you know why? Look, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm about to get a benediction, but I got to show you this one. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me find it real quick. Okay, wait a minute. This is why Jesus said this. This is why Jesus said this. Luke chapter 14, verse 25. Jesus said, if you come to me, but will not leave your family, you cannot be my follower. You must love me more than your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers and sisters, even more than your own life. What did Jesus mean by that? Beloved, our family, they're influencing us, amen, to do things, and because we love our family. We love our children. We love our family members. We love our friends. We respect them. We love them. And we want to make them happy. Unfortunately, we want to make them happy most times more than we want to make God happy. We want to obey the voice of our loved ones even more than the voice of God to our detriment. And Jesus knew that. That's why he said, unless you are willing to separate yourself, unless you are willing to draw the line and say, we ain't going this far, family. We ain't going this far. He said, you can't be my disciple. You got to know where to draw the line, baby. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. First. Above family, above friends, above yourself. Seek ye first. The truth of the matter is a lot of us haven't gone in that deep. We haven't gone in deep enough. So that makes us willing, but we're not fully obedient because we let people hinder us like Saul. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. We thank you for this word on the day, Father. Oh, Father, forgive us. Oh, God, please forgive us. We just want to say, forgive us for coming short of your glory. Forgive us for compromising. Forgive us for allowing people to hinder. But you have already told us we know the right thing to do. We ain't even got to guess. We ain't even got to fast on this thing because we already know, Father. We know what your word says. We know what you have told us to do. We know. But Father God, we've been allowing ourselves to be hindered because our hearts have not been purified, Father. Not no fault of yours. But we haven't mortified this flesh. We allow this flesh to get us in trouble. We allow this flesh to steal our blessing. And Father God, we don't want this flesh, Father God, to cause us to miss heaven. Whoo! Thank you for the word, Father. We ask, Father, this time we mean it. Forgive us. And thank you for forgiving us. Now help us to forgive ourselves. And help us to help ourselves. Help us to do our part. Help us to do our part. Help us to draw nigh to you. And you draw nigh to us. And the blessing is in the nighing. Woo, drawing nigh to God. Thank you. Closer and closer and closer to you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation today in the name of Jesus. Meet us at the prayer altars. The prayer warriors pray on today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father, in Jesus' name. We cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it. We destroy it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we are unable to be touched by evil. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power. Both now and forever, and the Lord and the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out, amen. Everybody have a wonderful day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen, amen, and amen.
Give me you, Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me.
Give me you.